First, let's talk a bit about some of the big gaming technology threads to kind of permeate throughout 2016. In many ways, 2016 feels like the year that virtual reality commanded its place in the spotlight. Personally, like I said, I found myself just intrigued by the promise of VR this year. Sam, you spoke a lot about all VR platforms on this show throughout the year. You've lived with them all. What is your platform of choice at this point?
My platform of choice is a little bit of all of them or none of them. That's the weird answer because we essentially have three big dogs and then some smaller players. We have the HTC Vive, which lets you walk around a room, put it on, have a bunch of cords dangling off. Not as comfortable in terms of headset as some of the others, but definitely lets you do some interesting things in terms of having your hands be able to move around in full space. Next to that, we have the Oculus Rift that came out around the same time earlier this year, has a more comfortable headset, is generally designed for sitting, and finally got its Oculus Touch add-on, which are its own handhold controllers. Compared to the HTC Vive, kind of fit into your hand nice and neat, whereas the Vive wand is this thing you just have to hold like a Wii remote. And we're still sort of sorting out our feelings about Oculus Touch in terms of replicating some of the cooler stuff we like about the Vive. Before I dig any more into that one, there's also PlayStation VR, which came out last month exclusively for the PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 4 Pro systems. The PlayStation VR is specifically for sitting down, has a little bit of hand tracking as well. They all three essentially are doing kind of the same thing now, where you feel like you're in another place, you're connected to a pretty good gaming kind of computer or console, something that's gaming caliber, and you're able to use your hands and move your head around a little bit. So we finally, at the end of 2016, after all the hubbub, ultimately have three platforms that you can sort of make the same games for. That's huge to me. I think that's the biggest thing is that if you get any of these platforms for any reason, if you do buy in, and they are pretty expensive still, you are at least going to expect certain games to repeat. There's a job simulator. That's going to be on every single platform. There's Fantastic Contraption. That's going to be on every single platform. Those are two of the big ones. There's going to be other ones that are exclusive to one system or another. But at least that baseline feeling of you go somewhere else and you can use your hands is kind of established. I think that's an interesting starting point as we move into 2017's VR state.
And what about smartphone VR? Is there anything that came out this year in that realm that excites you?
So the Gear VR is continuing. I believe their second refresh either came late last year or beginning of this year. Either way, that's still new to a lot of people, this idea of the Samsung Gear VR. If you have a compatible Samsung phone and it's not the kind that's going to blow up attached to your face, you can attach it to the Gear VR doohickey and be in sort of a virtual space, but you have to be sitting down. It's not as immersive as these computer-based ones. Google has its own platform. Finally, the Google Daydream. This headset can only attach to one type of phone, which is the Google Pixel. Either of the Google Pixel sizes will work where you plug that in. Those are both essentially doing the same thing. Google Daydream has this little wand attachment, this little tiny remote, and you can see yourself in the VR world having this little thing wave around, but it's not perfectly tracked and it doesn't perfectly track your head as you use it. So it's not the same as some of these other platforms. This little controller is not quite the difference maker that we were hoping for when we heard about it, but they both give you that nice little taste that's above and beyond what had come out last year, which is Google Cardboard. Google Cardboard being you take a crappy cardboardish piece of thing with a couple of lenses in it and stick pretty much any phone in, which is nice because it gives you that sort of immediate cheap taste of what VR can feel like of, okay, wow, I feel like I'm there. When I move my head, the world moves with me. But that does that. These other ones are a little bit nicer in that they are designed for basic gaming. And gaming is really the baseline function for this sort of stuff because it is, if you're in another world, you want to help, you want to control it, you want to interact with it. You don't just want to watch it. So the interactivity potential of Samsung Gear VR and Google Daydream is both a little better than Cardboard, but it's really going to depend on how many people actually play with the stuff. And those are metrics that we don't have. We don't know how well those VR apps are doing and whether people are getting them, but Google's got the uphill battle of it only working with the Pixel phone. Samsung has the uphill battle of it only working with their phones. It's still ultimately closed.
So is there anything aside from Google Cardboard that you would recommend for an iPhone user who wanted to get into smartphone VR?
Find a friend who's ponied up too much money for what I would call real VR. I'm really not kidding. The phone stuff just can still not quite match up with your movement. And if you feel that tiniest bit of nausea, you're out. I think VR is one of those things that you really want to get everything right for, which is why these systems are so expensive. It's still $600 for the Oculus. It's still $800 for the Vive. The Oculus's touch controllers, that's an extra $200. PlayStation VR is, you know, 400-ish, and you have to get this certain controller and a camera. It's a complicated ecosystem because you need all these things in place for that wow feeling of, I am painting in VR. I am shooting at that guy. I am standing on top of Mount Rainier and looking out over things. I really, really can't stress enough that you try and get somebody that full experience instead of handing them a Samsung or Google experience. Those work. They're a little impressive. But if you're going to have to get just the specific phone and the specific headset, why not go one crazier and call your buddy Steve, who has all the gizmos?
Mm-hmm. Good idea. Everybody needs a Steve in their life.